Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I'm so happy to be with you today. I pray today that the broadcast will be an encouragement and a blessing to your hearts. Today, I'd like to read out of the book of Psalms, and I want to read from the 86th chapter. And I want to read first verse 7. It says, "In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." And then in verse 10, it says, the Bible says, "For thou art great, and thou doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." Today, I want to encourage you that you may be facing a time of trouble. You may be in a time of trouble, but you can call upon God, and God will help you, and God will deliver you. And you may be praying for someone around you or someone who has gone off to a far place, but God is still God, and he can reach out and touch and bless and keep our loved ones. I think about a man I met in Martinsville, Virginia, years ago. His name was Mr. Hyde, and he said that when he went off to war, his mother put a Bible in his pocket, and as he was boarding a train, she told him, said, "Son, every day I'm going to be praying for you at 2 o'clock Virginia time." And he said he wasn't a Christian, but he knew his mother was a God-fearing woman, and he knew that his mom would be praying for him. And he said when he got off to war and he got into battle, he said he faced a lot of terrible things, but God brought him through. But he said one of the most astounding things that happened to him, that they were in a place and they were pinned down and they couldn't hang the American flag. And he told the commanding officer, he said, "Sir, if you can tell me when it's going to be 2 o'clock Virginia time, I'll hang the American flag." And he said that they figured out when it would be 2 o'clock Virginia time. And Mr. Hyde said he took the American flag and he hung it on a place. He said bullets were flying all around him and they shot his clothes off, but said not one scratch, not one harm came to him. And the commanding officer called him in front and he said, "Hyde, why 2 o'clock Virginia time?" And Mr. Hyde said, "Sir, I am not a Christian, but my mother is, and she promised to pray for me every day at 2 o'clock Virginia time." And he said, "I can do a lot of things at 2 o'clock Virginia time I can't do any other time." Let me tell you something, it does make a difference when we pray for our loved ones. Later on, Mr. Hyde gave his heart and life to the Lord, and he lived for Jesus until the day God took him home. Let me tell you, people, don't be discouraged. You keep on keeping on, and you pray for your loved ones. Set a time. Be regular. Be faithful to pray. A lot of times when we pray and we don't see something immediately, then we lose our faith and we give up. But I'm telling you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. For the Bible says that he will do wondrous things. My God will do wondrous things. And in my life, in the life of our ministry, my husband and I started Trucking for Jesus in 1975. And over the years, all the years that we've been in the ministry, we've seen wonderful and awesome things. And now that my husband has gone home to be with the Lord, I know he is seeing wonders, wonderful and awesome things, for he has made it all the way home. Be faithful, each and every one. Be faithful and do that which God has called you to do, and be faithful to pray one for another. You know, a lot of times I can feel weak or I can feel a little down, and all of a sudden I feel that jolt or that strength coming in me. Somebody will call and say, "I was thinking of you and I was praying for you." It makes a difference when somebody prays for you, but it makes a difference when you pray for someone else. I pray today that you will be a prayer warrior, that you will go to God in prayer, knowing that he is an awesome God. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you'll ask him to come into your heart. And now I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for all my listeners today. I pray that those that are not born again, that you save their souls. Let them know that they just, all they have to do is believe in you and ask you into their heart. You will help them to live for you. Give them grace and strength and protect them in the days of trouble. Protect them and keep them safe. And Lord, keep them in your mercy. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for listening to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. And I pray today that you will keep your eyes on God, knowing God is faithful to bless, to heal, and our God is faithful to deliver. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again next week, same time, same channel. God bless you.